NHKUK, sir. I think Larry's off doing something there. Is he NPJI, Paul?
I'll tell you, you got a good stuff going on here today. By golly, that's everybody's kind of here keeping up. And you're right. You tell me that the thing is, hopefully, also the thing that I get on the radio, you can find out a lot of things that's going on. And you have a lot of fun with it. And the digital modes, I have a ton of digital modes. My first company thing is that PSK31. And I just love that program. And I use the ham radio as well. And I used to send back and forth to just people here in the States. I really didn't bother too much to people outside the States. But I got on there in the middle of the day and was on 80 meters and just messed around. And I had a lot of fun with that too. And by golly, everybody seemed to be, real nice on that. But anyway, what can I say? 4-4-CTNet and 4-CTI, this is right, it's fun.
There's a lot of activity on digital modes up and down the band. Like I said, especially you've got FT8 now, which is a new mode to it in and of itself. And if you don't want to be active on the radio and talk a lot, you can just sit there and let the software make contact for you. And that's basically the way it goes. And that's where you've got PSK31, FT64.
TTZ and the Sunday Morning Rednecks, N3ZCO. Oh, having a lot of fun here this morning. I see the time is changing, the daylight. I know a lot of mornings at this hour here, the sky would be pitch black. I see the sun's coming out, and I think it won't be long. We'll be talking weed eaters, mowing the grass, and mosquitoes, and all that fun stuff again. So, I don't know. I'm enjoying being out in the yard just yet. But, yeah, the time's changing here real quick. And I think, here in two or three more weeks, we're going to be changing our time again. So, that'll make a difference, too. Yesterday was a very busy day. We had a lot of fun. We have, we play music here, and we got together. And down here where I'm at, we have our amplifiers and our radio, our music equipment here. So, we started about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we took a quick break at lunchtime for about 25 minutes, and we were still at it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And after standing down here all that time, I was pretty tired yesterday, so I got a little bit of a workout, but boy, we sure had a lot of fun. But today is Sunday, so going to head out to church out the country road here about 9 o'clock. We're going to head out the country road here our little church back in the woods. And, it's supposed to be a pretty decent day here today. I don't know. It's supposed to be in the low 50s, so it ought to be interesting. Yeah, I'll go down into town, and people will probably be wearing shorts and flip-flops. And then, by Tuesday or so, I think we're going to be into the cold weather, and we could possibly be shoveling snow again. So I don't know whether to dig out the weed eater or the snow shovel, so we're just going to kind of roll with it. So anyway, hey, thanks for picking me up this morning. I'm going to go upstairs, and I might have a little bite to eat here, and see what's on the tube here, and we'll probably catch you guys in the morning on the Green Frog. So, hey, thanks for picking me up this morning, and I always enjoy all the comments, and it's just nice hearing all my wife calls them all my little friends in the morning. So, hey, thanks again, Wayne, and hey, I hope it's a great day for everybody. K4TTZ and the Sunday Morning Rednecks, this is N3ZCO. 7-3s, everyone.
N3ZCO, K4TTZ, you have a great, great day. And,
Get
up. Just enjoy. enjoy that Sunday and go on to Little Church South Country Road and give thanks like the rest of us will do this morning and today. So thanks for being there. Always look forward to talking with you in a couple of days on the green floor. W4HJL, John.
W4HJL. Well, the signals are starting to come around and I'm copying everybody direct, so that's great. And good copy, Rich, big signal coming into Manassas now. Anyway, good to hear everybody this morning. And I'm going to make this my last one. My son's coming over and taking me to breakfast, so I can't beat that. Anyway, it's good to hear everybody. Everybody have a great day and a safe one, and we'll catch everybody on the next one for sure. Wayne, thanks again, and Gary, good morning to you. N4ATV, W4HJL, or K4TTZ, W4HJL.
Morning, Don. W4HJL, K4TTZ. All right, Don. You told your son hello from all of us, and it was nice meeting him at the meeting last year, and have a great time at breakfast. God bless you. Look forward to talking with you in a couple of days. K-E-A-N-W-I, yep.
Then I actually worked on some of my gear. So I got that worked in yesterday. That was a great day. KA1RLA, you pick it up, and if no one else comes in, you'll give it to W4TMC, WA8NWY.
All right, WA1NWY, KA1RLA. And, yeah, just trying to rally my thoughts, too, here this morning. Few minutes before I gotta finish getting ready. I'm about 90% there though. I just gotta hit the hair dryer and make sure I got everything I gotta take with me and then go jump in the car and scoot off. I enjoy this early morning ride to church. I listen to a station on WTN. It's a show actually on station WTN. And it's called the Village Square, and it's a Christian conservative viewpoint, but it's very interesting. They get into what the underlying things are that's going on in the country and in the culture, and but they attack it from a very Christian standpoint, and I find that kind of refreshing. It's not politically biased. It's more or less this is how the good book says to do stuff, so make sure this is what you do. Anyway, I enjoy that. It's only a 15-minute listen. They're on, I forgot how long, and they're also on the internet, I think. Forgot the group's name, but they have a web page, and they're national. They've had some classes on Islam. They've had all kinds of different broadcasts on there. Very, very interesting to listen to. Anyway, I got a check yesterday from this company. This was the last of what I thought was my mother's holdings stock. It's not a huge check, but I started looking at it and I said, you know, there's something funny going on here. And I had started looking at it last week, because I put everything together for the accountant to look at and make sure we got 1099s for everything we're supposed to have. And the numbers added up to basically the same amount, and I wanted to prove out that it was the same account number. And I basically did that too yesterday. I thought this company has already been cashed in. The stock has already been cashed in by the broker I used. And the amounts were the exact same amount of shares held, and the account number was the same. So I had called these people about that. I said, why am I getting these checks, and where, you know, what is this all about? And they said, oh, yeah, well, this must have slipped through the cracks and you didn't catch it. I said, yes, we did. I said, my broker tells me that we sold this. They sold it for me, and we got credited. And she says, well, we still have you in the computer. So I'm sitting here, you know, and I'm not going to cash that check. They are going to check it again and again and again until they come up with a real answer. Besides, it's in the computer, because, you know, somebody could have missed the data entry somewhere down the line when they sold it. But it's the exact same amount of shares going to the exact same account, and I'm not going to get busted for stock fraud taking that money. It's just not worth it in the grand scheme of things. So I got more work to do on this darn thing next week. I thought it was done, and I washed my hands, but looks like no. We got to do a few more things. So it just never stops. Anyway, we have about 33 degrees here. My toilets, or septic tank, finally unfroze. I don't know if you guys knew it, but the inlet pipe is partially above ground. It froze up on us yesterday. that was an interesting time. But it finally thawed out, and I was able to use the toilet again. And, that and one other project that's on the good thing I got done, but I'll go into that on the next over. Over to W4TMC, K1RLA.
All right, very good, Steve. Anybody else want to get into this one? Hello, Mike. Good morning to you. Good to hear you this morning. And I guess you know that, what's his name, Bernie... I rolled him up yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I'm just really concerned about our country, boy. Something else. By the way, Larry, on one of the things that I'm getting rid of, I have a partial kit, a Johnson Ranger, and it's a partial kit, and I would say about 60 or 70% of it is still there. I don't know if somebody's partied it out or what, but anyway, I got it years ago and thought I might fix it, you know, but that's gotten away from me. And but at any rate, I put it on the QRZ, and I kind of messed up the post, and so I'm going to have to repost it. But the one of the things that has the dial plate, you know, it has the information on the dial plate and all that. And the bezel, you know, that's there, and the plastic thing that goes in for on the bezel there, and there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, and lots of parts that came with it, and I'm not sure, you know, all the vintage of everything that's in that thing, but it, you know, I've got what it came with, and it's still so. Anyway, thought you might get a kick out of that. Anyway, I'll go ahead and pass over to you, Lonnie, and you give it to Larry. Over.
Okay, Mike, W4TMC. Anybody else like to join? I have an article that I sponsored once about Ronald Reagan warning about Planet Saturn 40 years ago. And the thing I don't quite understand about this, I just said, Saturn is always
SVP in the group, WA8NWI. Anyone else want to come on board? Well, I don't hear anyone right now, so I will continue on here. All right, real good, real good. Boy, it's amazing what you hear on that Facebook. And it sure is turned into a real circus out there, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. Well, it just amazes me that people really think that they're going to get something free and they won't have to do a thing for it, you know. And they're not very smart if they think in those terms, because there are no free meals, no free meals there, and you think they're upset now? Wait till they get about 4 years of under that kind of a regime. This country will go so far back in the dark. It'll be unbelievable. Unbelievable there. And, Mike, I have to kind of agree with what you said there. There'll be uprisings in this country like you've never seen. And it won't be the, radicals doing it. It'll be the normal everyday, people that are just trying to make ends meet. They'll be the ones that'll rise up. It'll be a sad state of affairs, no doubt about it. And well, Steve, boy, oh boy, you're having some problems down there, and sure hate to hear all that. Sure hate to hear all of that. And so hopefully you can get everything kind of ironed out there and get some of that off your off your slate there to. Of things to do, because I know you've got a lot of things you've got planned to do there. Even for ham radio, you've got antenna work that needs to be done, and you sure don't know. I would not cash that check. If somebody has fouled something up, they're going to have to figure it out, and you'll need the records from your broker there where he sold that stock, and you'll have to get with them. Somebody has made a big error there someplace, no doubt about it. And sorry to hear about that pipe freezing up there. Also, I don't know if there's any anything you can put around that or do anything to keep that from happening. But that's not good. Well, let's see. Not much else to report on here. It's just it was a pretty good day yesterday. It was a pretty quiet day around here yesterday. It was cold in the morning. It was just really cold. But it did warm up a bit yesterday, and I think it's going to be a lot warmer today. But we have to pay the price for warm up here. We got rain in the forecast. So let's see. Here it comes, Mike. No. It goes. Let me see here. It goes to Alonnie. I guess I give it to Lonnie. I hope that's correct. I haven't been paying much attention here this morning. I'm not sure. Well, whoever gets it, go ahead and pick it up. Maybe I turn it to Steve. There, I turn it to Steve. That's right. I hope that's correct. K1RLA, W8NWY.
Yeah, you do. Lonnie came in after me. So, no problem. Well, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I mean, I'm going to call him tomorrow. I wrote down names last time on various slips of paper that's in the file. So I've got a record of talking with them and what happened and all that stuff. But, I'm gonna have to bump it up to a supervisor level and get somebody to really look into this thing. And I'm gonna tell them here's the transaction date from the broker dealer when they received the monies and put them into the new account. So all you got to do is look for a 52 share transaction on that at that time and day, and you should see it has already happened. And in that case, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do with this check, but I am not going to cash it. Also, I don't think, if I remember correctly, unless there's interest over $100 or something like that, they don't have to do a 1099 INT, so I think we're good there that I didn't get one for 2019 on that stock. There's $2,500 in some change in principal, and or what the value was that they rolled into it. How much is interest? I mean, if I look at the interest slips in the course of the year, it's not a whole lot. But my accountant has all that from last year. She's got all the tax returns and all that stuff. So I think she should be able to plug it out there. And, I may give her a call Tuesday to talk with her a bit and just ask her to, take a good hard look at it, make sure that there's nothing I got to be concerned about getting them to overnight something to me or send me an email or whatever with a proper 1099 form, because I think you have to have a certain amount of interest over before it needs to be reported as a dividend and stuff like that, and even the state of Tennessee has a level on it too. So the septic tank was weird because we've never done that before, but then again, we're putting more water through it than we've ever put before. Prior to, the only thing that was going through there was the waste from the toilet, and everything else was going out into the yard through that underground pipe, and never had a problem with either. But now everything's going into the septic system per, environmental stuff. And I guess I'm gonna have to throw some dirt on top of that pipe or some, because it's gonna get cold here again, no doubt. Alrighty, I think I'm gonna make this my second to last. The other exciting thing I had yesterday drove me crazy was I got this lamp that my folks had, and we were going to put it up on the wall, and we could never get an electrician, so wife suggested we make a floor lamp, and I got a welding company down the street. They did a nice job. They made a mount for it. It's a heavy sucker, so they had to cant it back and then up, and then it attaches and hangs out, so the center of it is about where the legs are, looking down. And it's only about 4 feet off the ground, and the legs are real wide and well supported. And they did a beautiful job on it. I'm real pleased. But trying to get the electric cord through there, what a nightmare. Because of the bends and the turns. And there must have been some flash from the welding in there that things were catching on. So I put a couple of small nuts, tied them onto a piece of fishing line, I dropped it through, and it came out the bottom. But I couldn't find the nut, but I pulled it back through. And it didn't go all the way through, it kind of jammed up, and the next thing you know, the fishing line comes out by itself. I spent at least an hour trying to loosen those nuts. I don't know where they are in there, but they would not come out. Tried knocking them with fish tape from both sides, both directions. Finally, I squirted some WD-40 in there, and I got it loosened enough so I could slip the fish tape all the way through. And then I tied the wire, the lamp cord, to the fish tape, pulled it back up, and was able to get it through there, and finished putting the lamp together because it's a switch plug that I bought. It's like 9 feet long, so it's got plenty of cord for it. So everything worked out great in the long run, but it took me several hours to figure it, you know, trial and error. So, but like I said, I had that going on, then the check and all this other stuff, so it was a whoopee-doo. Today's going to be busy, too. So, all right, you guys have a good day. I'm going to jump out. We'll say 7-3 and over to... Larry, I was giving it to Mike. W4TMC, K1ROA.
Okay, Steve, have a good day. I'm glad to have you in here this morning, and we'll catch you in the morning. Anybody else want to get in here this morning?
Yeah, KC8VH8.
Okay, KC8VHE. Okay, very good. I wonder if anybody has heard from Jay, is he still on the air?
Yeah, he was on earlier on 160.
Okay, well, I hadn't been on 160 in a while, and I just wondered how he was doing. But anyway, good to hear you, Steve, and not a whole lot of order report from me right now. So I'll go ahead and pass it to you, and you will give it to Lonnie. So, KC8BHE in the group, W4TMC.
All right, yeah, he's been working on his house and stuff. He talks about in I don't know what timetable, a week or so or something, he's going to be out there for maybe a week or so with painting and stuff like that. They're basically working, and not in a chosen profession, but as a carpenter, fixer-upper, good retirement kind of a job there. So anyway, yeah, he was on here earlier, as I was. Let's see, and then even on the 1875. Anyway, then it's been out time a little bit there, on and off. Peter's out now, so if I'm not in here on... comes around, that's getting him back in. It's very nice at 27. Yeah, the sun's coming up, gorgeous. Absolutely no wind, which makes it quite tolerable just staying out there in Oklahoma for a while.
Nice.
Nice getting into this Sunday morning. Anyway. Okay, I think it's at Lodge A, 84, okay, KC8VH.
No, it goes to Lonnie.
Oh, okay, LF4SCP then.
Okay. KM4SCP. Well, don't hear anybody. This is KM4SCP continuing here. And, yeah, I'll just make a couple of comments more about Sanders. You know, I just recently found out about this one. Gordon Sanders, of course, the winner now in Nevada, 54%, just wiped everybody off the map now. He and his wife, they got married. They honeymooned in Russia. Now, That kind of fits the tune, doesn't it? He and his wife honeymooning in Russia. Now, this is back in the 70s, so the Soviet Union, they were alive and well. So, I guess old Bernie, he liked to rub elbows with the comrades over there, I guess. It makes you wonder, he's talking about all this Russia stuff, too. But it seems that maybe he's a little more aligned with Russia than we all think he is. Interesting thing about that. Well, anyway, my wife and I, we're up here to the local brewery now. They've got three of them now in Columbia, by the way. It's kind of turning into a little beer capital of Middle Tennessee, in Columbia now. But the Asgard Brewery, and this is where we took our dog here a year ago. They had a conference up there for, more cannabis dogs. When I was out there, we arrived there. Yesterday, and they have made some more improvements on the brewery. They've got a kind of beer hall there now, and the several of their signature brews that they sell, along with others that you can buy also. But we also went to the new dog park they're constructing here in Columbia. That's the most fashionable thing now, thanks to both your townships are getting a dog park that people can bring their dogs to and exercise them and so forth. And train them, too. So it's being under construction right now, and it's a couple acres. So, anyway, keeping it moving to Larry, W-A-A-N-W-Y,
KM4SVP, W-A-8-N-W-Y. Anyone else want to come on board? Alrighty, we got Larry there, Kilo Bravo 8, Golf, Juliet, Golf, good morning, good signal down here this morning, Larry, hearing you real strong, good signal. I don't know if you've done any antenna work up there or not, but it's something has changed, your signal's a lot stronger now. Well, good on everything there, and 73's to Steve. I know Steve had to get running. And,
my daughter came in.
Get ready to head out there to church this morning. And so he's got to get set up and get ready to play music there this morning. And we'll be going here. We leave here about somewhere up around 8:45 to 9:00. To get going to our church. After church today, I've got to meet up there with my daughter and son-in-law. And my daughter bought a real nice desk at one of the local antique stores. And we're supposed to load that up and take that down to her new office there. And get that set up there today. So we got to do that after church. So I still haven't figured out yet how we're going to. I haven't figured out how we're going to get our car after church, because I guess we're going to ride. We're going to ride with them, and so I'm just not sure how that's all going to work out. But I guess it'll work out one way or the other. So, anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Larry there in Springfield, Ohio. KB8GJG, and when you're finished, you're going to turn it to W4PMC, their mic down in Florida. Go ahead, Larry, WA8NWY. See you all tomorrow, the good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise. And Jim number one said it's going to rise because the snow's going to melt. Ain't that awful? So that's it for me, AB3HG. See you all tomorrow. Hey, Ricky, keep it straight.
All right, AB3HG, Rod. See you tomorrow. I got you checked out. KD2BMF, great to hear you again. I got you checked out. And Mr. Richie, always good to hear you again, sir. All right, this is W2BAM, Jim from the graveyard. That's 1231 Zulu. I have 27 on the payroll. Any new check-in?
31-22. W1TO, no, W4THN.
K1KPT Dave, I have W4THN, and I got part of kilowatt one offset echo, is that correct?
A kilowatt ocean one echo.
I got it that time. All right, I got you. Any other tickets?
Hey, Chad, I heard you very, very early today. What were you doing up?
All right, let's go. We're going to go to Dave, K1KPD. Dave, would you send it over to the other Dave? Kilowatt, Oscar, one, Echo. And then would you, that Dave, would you send it to Vernon, W4THN? And then Vernon back to me, this is W2BAF. Good morning, Chad.
Okay, K1KTT, Kilowatt Alpha 1, Kilowatt Tiger Tiger, Dave in North Adams, Northwestern Mass, Northern Berkshire County. Look out the window, looks like clear blue sky. Sun is over there on Snowy Cap Mount Greylock. And no rabbit right now, but he was out there at 6 o'clock. And Rich, I was up there the wee hours of the morning there, looking for that rabbit out there. Neighbor puts a piece of bread out there, and we were like the rabbit's been eating bread out there. I have an apple up with an apple out there, left over there for him. And anyways, yesterday, well, it's 21 out there, 21 according to the no weather radio, actually between 21 and 25, I guess, for this area. So something like that. And Mom come up over yesterday to do some housework there, and she come up with large sea scallops. So we had that. We had brown rice and broccoli last night, and well, that was pretty tasty there too. Started to watch the we watched the Three Stooges. Came on there at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and anyways, what was I gonna mention here too, that 8 o'clock there, the sci-fi movie was a sequel of the Curse of the Mummy, is what it was. So I watched some of that, and then after that I fell asleep. So else can I mention here, too? I got to get a glass of water here. Just got up there for the second time or so there 2 minutes ago. Deciding what drink to have here. I might have French toast this morning here. Not exactly sure here. So that's the story. So over to K0... K-O-1-E. That's it. K-O-1-E. Yeah. Wonder where he's located. K-E-1-K-E-T-T.
KC2CYS, he'll send you the certificate.
Thank you.
2, Tango, Yankee, Sierra.
W2BAF for the graveyard net. I have AT2BX Dave, and I have another Dave, and I have WB1ABC. If I have any other check-ins, please come with the call sign. Alright, let's go to Dave, AT2BX in Canandaigua, New York. Dave, would you make one? Send it over to Ari, WB1ABC, and then Ari back to me. So AT2BX. W2BAM, you're up, Dave.
W2BAM and the graveyard nest, AC2BX. You've got a beautiful signal here this morning, and about the only one I've heard that's had a great signal over here. Tough band this morning. I've got a very high noise level for some reason. Something out there is being noisy, but hey, it's good. It's Sunday morning, 31 degrees in Canandaigua. Looks like we're going to be a little windy today, and but sunshine, so that's good. We can deal with that, and it's going to get warm enough to melt the snow, and that's also good. I've got a project I'm working on today. Put together some information for a Florida family member who's down in where is he? I think he's down in North Carolina. We're going to give it a shot. See if I can help him out. He's got his technician license, and I'm going to do some encouragement to get him licensed as a general and get him on the graveyard net. So, in any case, I appreciate you picking up a straggler down here. Slept in this morning, and I don't do that often, but I did it this morning, which is good. So I'm going to send it down there. WB1ABC. In beautiful Nashville, well, I guess I'm going to send it back.
The beautiful Nashville, New Hampshire. Practically my home ground up there.
Take it over, WB1ABC, AC2BX.
AC2BX, this is the WB1ABC. Thank you, David. It's about 24 degrees here. It's going to be a beautiful day. 50 degrees it's going to be. And we went out yesterday. I got plenty of stuff. I don't know, like 14,000, which is not a high for me, but winter. It's very hard this winter. It's been cold enough and raw enough that I've not been getting along tonight. So it was really nice to end up walking and not marching. The dogs feel pretty well, and the wife just took some breakfast, and got the dog, the podium to walk the dog, and just finished wearing the top. I'm sipping on my first cup. I want to thank you for the net, and I'll be around getting built for that. I guess that's you. WB1ABC, bring it up to me.
WB1ABC, Ari, good to hear you this morning. Ari, what did you say your temp was? I totally forgot it.
24 degrees.
Now I got it. I wrote it down this time. My brain only lasts about 4 milliseconds. Anyway, good to hear you this morning, Ari. And Dave, also AC2BX, always good to hear you, Dave. Good morning to both you gentlemen. All right, W2BAF, here from North Alabama, 1243 Zulu. Do I have any new check-ins? I'm with the call sign. Good morning, Bill. Tango Sierra Mobile. Why don't you go right ahead, sir? How you doing today?
Border, we get the snow, that's where the snow really is. Maybe it's about a 4-hour drive. Gray phoned me down one yesterday afternoon. So it was a little cold, it was hot to wind, but lots of stuff. We had a great day, a lot of fun. And you know, it's a little bit better than I am, but you know, it's very strong. Thank you so much for running with our great 605 give it date, and I'm headed to White Plains, New York, my friend. WCPO
Registration, and you can see us over at WCPO. Hey, HSCS Mobile, W2BAM, and headed to White Plains, New York. All right, Del, drive safe, enjoy your day, and I'm sure we'll catch you again on air another time. So, great to hear you, Bill. All right, W2BAM, Graveyard Net, 1245 Zulu. I have 33 on the payroll now. Do I have any new check-ins? Tom, what's your call sign?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Echo, Queen Fox.
Whiskey 4, Yankee Foxtrot Juliet.
And 1 JTB.
All right, I got WA2 EQF. I got W4 YFJ. I have N1JT. Anybody else? Any relays of mobile? All right, let's go. Scott, WA2 EQF. Good morning to you, sir. Would you make one? Send it over to Bob, W4YFJ, and then Bob, would you send it to Rick, N1JTB, and then Rick back to me. So, WA2EQF, you're up.
Works for me. Morning, Jim. W2BAM, the North Attleboro and the Graveyard Net. Whiskey Alpha 2 Echo Queen Fox here in Bartley, New Jersey, northwestern New Jersey, on a beautiful morning. Richie, thank you for the sun, my good friend from the Far East. And yeah, flip the rig on here, Vernon in there, my good buddy down in Virginia Beach. Nice signal, he should be off to church by now. And let's see what else is going on out there. It'll be a quiet morning. I already have a load of laundry in the wash. The birds are fed. It's minus 3 Celsius on the old Jack thermometer here. So it's still rather cool. Although they still say it's already going to be the warmest February. So I guess that'll... And it's supposed to warm up this week anyway, unseasonably warm. See, the sun came up at 6:42 this morning. The sun will set this afternoon at 5:42, 11 hours. Not too bad. Gained more than an hour and a half. I can live with that. I went out and bought a tool chest yesterday. I have too much stuff scattered around. I had one at Home Depot that wasn't badly priced, and I have a place to put it, so I thought, what the heck, I'll get some stuff on it. And I'm going to go see my aunt and uncle today, see how they're doing. This is kind of interesting, you might get a kick out of it. It makes sense. Cruise ship bookings have dropped 10-15% because of fears of raised by outbreaks of coronavirus and extended quarantines. So two ships. I can think of a, although I wouldn't want to get the virus, I can think of a worse place to be quarantined. I enjoy cruising. I thought that was kind of interesting, but it was to be expected. I went with a friend up to Nova Scotia. My sister for a couple of years, she moved out at Celebration in Disney World. And we used to go down there for family reunions, a lot of us, and but everybody would scatter and disappear. Although a bunch of us would go into Disney World and kick around together, have a good time. And then she got this notion of doing a family cruise, and I thought, oh, that's terrific. And we did several of those every other year. We used to do the family reunions every other year. It's probably better that way. Although a friend of mine told me he does it every 5 years. And I thought, well, that's okay, but a bunch of people at my age are going to start dropping dead in between it. So maybe every 3 years would even be fine, but whatever. So she set up some cruises, and we all went on them. a lot of people. It's one year is almost 20. And we did that for about four or five times, I think five times. Those cruises were all around the islands, Bahamas, and maybe around Jamaica or those areas. It'd be a little different each time. Set out. She lives, like I said, down in Florida, so did Zoe. Set out from there. Enjoyed that. Let's see what else. I went out to, we did a Mediterranean cruise from Spain to Sicily. That was fabulous. Stopped in at see Pompeii. I was blown away. We saw Rome and many other places. That was nice. Pompeii was incredible. Never forget that. I always thought it was like a town buried. It was a city, and it was a big city. It was wild. And then Sicily was incredible. Everybody went on the wine tasting tour when we got to Sicily. We went to book it, and it was booked up. So we were looking around. We saw this olive oil tour. You got to see how they make olive oil. That was incredible. We got back to the ship. Everybody went on the wine tasting tour. We're bitching and moaning about how lousy it was. And everybody went on this olive oil tour. This was incredible. And it was. And they fed us lunch. The lunch was the food was just incredible. But just to see how they did that, and they took us to one of the Greek ruins, and just really enjoyed that. It was one of the best tours, I'd say, between Pompeii and that. It was just the highlight for the trip, and the trip was fabulous. Just really enjoy cruising, though. Your hotel room moves with you. I went once on one of these tours where you went from hotel, and you unpack at night, go to sleep, pack everything back up, get it downstairs so they can put it back on the tour buses, head off to the next place. Man, when you cruise, your hotel room moves with you, and it's just fabulous. I know Vernon would agree with that. Anyway, let's move this on to Bob, see what he's up to. Jim, appreciate you being there, doing a good job as always. And everybody else, have a real pleasant and safe second half of your weekend. So without further ado, Whiskey 4, Yankee Foxtrot Juliet. That'd be Essex Junction and the Graveyard Net. This is Whiskey America 2, every quantum function.
This is W4YK. Thank you for turning it over to us, so we appreciate it. We have wall-to-wall clear skies here today, about 24 degrees, and no complaints at all. Went to a little ham fest yesterday, and didn't win anything and didn't buy anything. But we saw a lot of folks we don't see until the ham fest rolls around in February. You all have a good day. Let's turn it back to Rich. Rich, go ahead, take it away.
M1JTV,
I believe. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. M1JTV. Rich Hunter Ticket. Just a little while ago, so back to us with Steve Jetson. Anyway, currently 31 degrees, winds are calm. And the barometer is still way up to 33.23, something like that. And the sky is beautiful, really amazing. Crystal clear sky, so no cloud cover at all. We're looking forward to getting some more solar oscillations today. See how it works out. Didn't say anything yesterday, but that's right. And I'm sure the sunspot activity will be increasing shortly. In the next 5 years or so. Anyway, that's about it. Back to that guy. I'm playing
NJTV. N1JTV, Rick, great to hear you this morning. And of course, we had Bob in there, and we had Scott in there. Good to hear all you guys. Great signals coming in right now. A lot better than it was this morning. All right, I do have AD8I. I have Dan in there on the list. Do I have any other check-ins? This is W2BAF. Please come with your call sign.
Kilo, Delta 2, Delta, Bob. W2Y,
good morning. Good morning. I have KD2, Delta, Bob. W2YUZ. Anybody else?
AD2NBY. Morning, Les. Morning, Ma.
Good morning, Les. Good morning, Kenny.
All right, and I do have Kenny. So I have Dan, Walter, I have George, and I have Kenny. Anybody else? Well, let's bring up those four. So we're going to go
88I, Mr. Dan, would you take one from Bloomfield?
West Bloomfield, sorry.
And then would you send it to Walter?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta Papa.
And then would you send it, Walter, to George, WA25UZ?
And then George Kennedy, KD2FBY, my tail got it today.
So 88I,
you're up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Hope everybody on the net. Oh, boy. Presently at 29 degrees or 29 degrees. Supposed to get up to about 49 today if the sun is set. It's going to be a nice, bright day here in Washington. It looks like we've got some snow in the forecast later on this week, on Monday, Tuesday, and all the way through Thursday. They're talking about snow. I'm not sure how much it's going to accumulate. At this time, they're saying a little or no accumulation expected. So, but we'll see what happens. You never know what Mother Nature's going to do. She's going to look twisted on her nest. The weather's going to end up a hold on it. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Don't have a whole lot for the nest this morning. Just woke up a little while ago. Got me some coffee made, and you got to take care of my bride here in a moment. So, I won't be sticking around long here, Jim. So,
well, without further ado,
let me turn this over to Walter, and everybody have a fantastic day. KD2, Delta Papa Papa, it's all yours, Walter. And take it away. This is 88I7JL.
Thanks a lot for having me on the net. This is KD2DCT, Walter, Tucker, and New York. Sorry if I have my signal strength pretty strong. I'm running about 400 watts in the loop this morning, and the DXers and the contacts is really getting to me, and they keep on flashing over into me. And like they said, we're going to have some nice weather. Outdoor work, here we come, you know. And I woke up early this morning, turned on the radio, decided to listen in, and I said, hey, let me check in this morning. All right, you all have a great day from KD2DPC. Take it away, Max.
All right, thanks, Walter, and thanks, Dan. Good to hear both of you guys. Let's go over to George, WA2YUZ. George, and then would you pass it to Kenny, KD2FBY. You're up, George.
Okay, thank you. This is WA2YUZ. And it's a good looking one here in Southern Oregon. Yeah, it's going to be. And temperature is around 3 degrees. It's supposed to be in the 40s, I guess, today. Look at the military stuff. We found our trip to Fox Cap in New York yesterday and going to go today. Good morning to you. I'm going to go to the finish.
fine condition.
Took the lights out.
Drilled a lot of holes.
An awful lot of holes.
Gotta take and charge the battery on the ice auger now.
I'd put
maybe, 100 holes, 2 acres
of ice.
Look down at the tip of the camera and any fish.
Finally decided to fish in about 12 foot of water. Hoping that I'd get some bluegills or something like that, but nothing at all. It was 8 to 10 inches. 8 inches towards shore, 10 inches towards the deep, down towards the middle. Anywhere from 8 foot to 35 foot, I've looked for fish. Didn't find any. And I fished just south of 3 Mile Point on Oxtego Lake. About a half a mile south, something like that. Did it for about 8 and a half hours. Wife and I had a nice lunch and got some Gilbrats on the ice and a big bowl of chili. And had listened to the radio, listened to other people. Went with it a little bit. It was a little smiley at times. No, after the wind blew by, a lot of the guys were holding flags, but they were just wearing flags. So,
yeah,
it was a long day.
It was fun, though. Yeah, I enjoyed it immensely.
I did, too. But it would have been better if I caught some.
Say, Lizzie, I thought Single Lake.
It's hard to figure that lake out. There was a lot of people out there.
In the southern part, it was about 20 guys fishing. About 30 or 40 guys up at 3 Mile Point. Swimming glass. State Park off of that area, it must have been 100 or more night shanties out there. But a lot of the guys that I talked to, Harry Spring, the youngest Glimmer Glass, they weren't catching anything. It's like there wasn't any fish in the water. Of course, not everybody had cameras, but not too many people were catching fish. At least none of the quality ones. So, we'll try it again some other time. I was thinking of going over by Walter's house today, but if he's going to be out and about doing other things, I don't know. I'm kind of hesitant to fish the pond down the way down the road from his house without somebody there knowing. It's one of those private ponds. So, that's it in a nutshell there, Jim. Love you too, BAN and the graveyard, man. KB2NBY, good morning.
All right, Kenny, KB2NBY, sounds like you had a great day fishing and fun.
Hey, if you don't catch anything, but every day is a good day fishing, right?
And good to hear you this morning. And of course, we had George in there, we had Walter, we had Dan.
Yeah,
buddy, good to meet most of the time. So, all right, we're at the end of the net. I'm going to check one more time for check-in. Please come with your call sign. This is W2BAM.
All right, that's the net. We're going to wrap it up. Let's see. At 6 a.m., I had 7 check-ins. At 7 a.m., I had 17. And we just finished with 20 check-ins. We had one mobile. Nobody knew, but it was a lot of fun. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Richie for the pledge. Thank Ed for the thought of the day. And thank Don for the history lesson. So, one of fun. Anyway, this is W2BAM. I'll shut down the net logger, save it the log, and then turn on the frequency over to regular amateur radio use. You guys have a great day, and 73 to everyone. Take care. Enjoy the weather.
73, Jim. You do a great job. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jim. You be one.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. WHUEQF.
Thank you, Jim. AA2XRA Kilowatt.
Jim, it was a
fun night, and
listen to the whole thing.
Said you were hiding it.
It was, I was busy in the kitchen, Mickey.
Well, you were hiding. Did you hear HG to Z? You were hiding, you mean? Why did you do that?
Well, I got it behind you and not the pants. I like to listen. You guys keep me comfy in the morning.
Me too.
So, everybody, I got to go do something else here rather than sit. K-A-1-D-W.
Chewed up his teeth.
You never know. That's where I said there was a lot of strange noises at the start from that. I said, uh-oh. My wife said, what's all the banging? I said, don't open the door. Did you hear me say that, Elaine?
She must have gone that way.
KTT. He was number 41 on the Breakfast Club, before Breakfast Club, today. He was up very early. He was chasing a squirrel. I gotta feed the birds soon.
Yeah, I did that when I got up. I got up really early this morning. I get up for work at 6, and I got up well before 6 this morning. I just couldn't lay there as long as I thought I got out there. A new issue of the week here. I'm having fun reading it.
Well, anyway, there's a squirrel. He's on the end of the, whatever. And I got my diamond antenna up yesterday. It was all crooked. I got a piece of wire. I got to get some rope and tie it up properly. And I still got SWR, but it's working. And I had a lot of fun today. Alpha Alpha 2 X-ray kilowatt. You got to go up to the kitchen and see what's going to be. What's for dinner this morning? No breakfast this morning. Ought to be interesting here. Everybody have a great day. I'm off and running.
7-3 Rich, WHUEQF will be clear. You get a chance to see, you'll see old mama goose and a gander. They have about 8 or 9 babies. They'll be marching right across the road. They stopped traffic, just did, right there.
With the day's course, I'd be afraid to hit one. Probably total your course.
probably. Who was that? Was that you, Dexter, that hit the damn turkey buzzard?
Yeah, man.
Good God.
They had a flock of them.
Shoo. I bet that was stinky.
That kid did, I think $4,800 to the damage of my blue Mustang.
Yeah, I might want to stop with them birds after hearing that.
And, you know, usually those rascals will fly. But this group, man, and I was running right fast, and driving the speed limit just wouldn't happen, as people say. And I come over top of a knoll, and there they were. I said, oh, hell.
I had one bust a windshield once.
They cracked my windshield, got aluminum hood on that Mustang, and the scoop on the top of it, that yucked that off, messed up the grill. Thank God it didn't damage the radiator. But anyway, then I had to hassle with the insurance company. So this doesn't look normally like what we see when a vehicle comes in contact with a bird. I'm saying, well, this wasn't a bird, Captain. This was a buzzard. You ever seen a buzzard before? You know what a buzzard is? What do they look like? You know what they smell like?
They probably weigh 25 pounds.
They was calling stuff road rash and, you know, and everything else. And, did you call the police? Call the police about what? You know, I didn't make a police report. I didn't call the game warden. I didn't call animal control. I went to the car wash and got the buzzard shit all off my car smell. Then he asked that magic question.
He got done with this one.
Yeah. And he asked that magic question.
Thanks, sir.
Do you have any pictures? That's when I threw it down on him. I said, yeah, I got plenty of pictures. I've always got them, too. I said, I'm going to show them to you real quick here. Got them all the birds. The carcass in the street. And, the buzzard shit all over my car and everything. I said, I'm going to drop this off at the body shop and have it repaired. I said, somebody will call you at the tally. I said, I'll probably be my lawyer. I said, you know, I just wanted this thing repaired. I didn't even want to rent a car. But now, I want to rent a car. I want it all. So this falls under comprehensive, not collision. He said, you seem to know right much, don't you? I said, yeah, I used to be in the insurance biz. I found out how crooked it was. So I said, there you have it. So my insurance goes up. We're going to have problems because you can't charge me any points for this. So they finally paid the bill. I thought I'd know how to get a hard gun out from, but they got off the money. They paid the rental car bill.
And not a minute too soon.
Man, I insurance companies, man, I just, you know, their attitude is, well, yeah, you got the coverage. We got the money, and I'll see you get it.
That's about the size of it. Good morning, Clyde.
On that back hill, 4D.
Good morning, Clyde.
Yeah, good morning back to you, Clyde.
Go back in and brush your teeth, Clyde.
Wow.
Well, let me get my first cup of coffee down first.
And swish it around in your mouth a little bit before you swallow.
First crash while I was in State Farm, the guy that hit me was uninsured and heavily intoxicated and unlicensed and uninsured. And some things went through my insurance under uninsured motorist and tried to run mine up. That didn't work out too good.
Yeah, they had one on the back burner that with it. The Negro woman. And the red light. And I T-boned her. And, of course, you know, I've got a witness behind me who was coming through the same light that I was. We were sitting at a light that was red. It wasn't a stale green light at all. Anyway, they didn't want to pay for the damage for the Tahoe. And they finally got off the money to pay for the Tahoe damage. They wanted all the medicals. And they said, none of their ass won't pay the medical bills. Of course they paid. They had to get a hired gun for that. That goes, we go to court on that finally in March. Man, all I want is $100,000 pain and suffering. He just paid the bill, wouldn't have this problem. In all sincerity, I think he's got a demand letter out there for $25,000. I doubt. Well, I know he'll get it. But none of it been me. They asked for a hell of a lot more.
Were you the first one through it?
What's that?
When the light turned green, were you the first one through, or was there someone in front of you?
No, I was the first one. I was waiting to make a left-hand turn. The light turned red, and I was in the middle of my turn when she come right through the intersection, talking on her cell phone. I couldn't get on the bond as fast. You know how I feel about my Tahoe. I'd have done anything not to hit her.
Right.
When a dash cam comes in.
Yeah, I didn't have a dash cam. I went and bought one.
I'm afraid they'd use that against me.
They got all kind of cameras set up at this intersection. God knows what they're for.
I thought those are just for red flashing lights to trip the light so emergency traffic can get through.
Yes and no. But when I say all kinds of cameras, I know what you're talking about. Then they have that, the one with the glass lens on the bottom of it, you know, half moon. Kind of like you see on the interstate for traffic control. A big brother's watching you all the time. Now they can see you through your TV set. Got a piece of tape on top of that. On the phone and everything else.
I don't have anything yet new in advance, so they can't see me nowhere.
They watching you from space, Clyde.
Yeah, they can see you from space.
That's all right. I'll reach out and touch them here in a minute.
Go outside, take a leak. They're taking a picture of your pecker.
That's all right. They're going to laugh in their ass off.
Got a 1000 mic popper. Make a nice rig for somebody out here. Linfield sock, that's good stuff. I can't get somebody to buy it. I'm gonna put it up in my shack and sell the 7610. I could probably work a trade in on a 7300. Where's Rito this one? I ain't heard him. I thought I heard Jay Bird in here, but I don't hear him no more.
I think breakfast must have been called him and starting to call me. I'll give it a little while longer for Dad to get his motor running, and then we'll go around here and get those Womp biscuits started.
What brand of Womp biscuits you buy?
I like the grandma butter tasting. Actually, I got croissants, the butter tasting croissants I'm going to make this morning.
Oh, yeah, the like buttermilk, yeah. $8 cheeseburger for breakfast yesterday about 11:30, 12 o'clock. Actually, it's about 12:30.
Amazing what you got to pay for a cheeseburger nowadays.
Well, you got good Bloody Marys up there. That's the only reason I got them.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Took your better half up there celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, man.
I tell you what's good, those cheeseburgers, White House or whatever the name is, Slaughter's. They're tasty.
Yeah, man. Got your Jewish woman grill. Buy some good. Well, you know, anything, a whole lot of like a damn cheeseburger, you know, especially if you got a good grill. It's from a Yeah. Get you some hamburger. Take it up like about a baseball. Stick it underneath your armpit. Press it one time. I get a few hairs on it.
That pit crush, huh?
Yeah.
It'll burn right off. No problem at all.
That's right. Thinking, in fact, the other night, that automatic Alstar you got, that'd be a good trade on that 1000 Mike Papa. Can't get nobody to get off the pot.
I don't lie. Man, I don't need another radio. I just got through selling one.
Come on, now you can never have too many radios.
That's why you got to plug up that hole.
You never have too many radios. I don't know how many too many is.
That's right. That's like too much fun. Ain't no such thing.
Too many cars in the driveway, too many motorcycles in the garage. Come on.
Too much money in the bank. That ain't happening.
That's right. Too much war in the air. Clyde, how you doing, sir?
Waking up.
9 pounds.
Nah, I ain't baked my boogers yet.
Dang, it ain't come out. It ain't formed up yet.
It ain't warmed up yet, sir.
Good God. You electrocuting somebody this morning?
I think they're trying to go into warp factor or something.
He's getting her tuned. Yes, he is.
That or he's trying to fly. He's hoovering.
We've got a heck of a stutter.
It's not a pucker, is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it really?
I got a solid S9 on it.
Yeah, about 10 over here.
Go to upper side and listen to it.
Wow.
Be the government, huh?
Wonder why it got a higher pitch on me when I went to upper side.
Most of its energy's on the upper side, it looks like, on the scope.
Are you saying that it originated from upper side?
Sort of, kind of. Well, it's 38 upper side.
That was a really neat test. It's weaker than pond water.
Like a sump pump had to run for a second.
Yeah, going on a motorboat coming.
Well, I've got a
little technical question to ask you guys. If you do a loop and you do it one wavelength, is there any benefit of making two wavelengths out of the loop? Do you gain anything?
That's a damn good question.
Well, you have more capture, you probably receive just a dB or two better, but it ain't worth all the effort and money.
But I think it doubles the feed point resistance.
Yeah. Now, I think you probably... Right about the feed point. That's the first thing coming to my mind.
So you'd have to have another... You'd have to have a ballon that could compensate for it. How you gonna get it down to the to?
Well, I guess they. Yeah, you're right. Nah, maybe, well, they don't call them ballons. They just call them something else. Hell, I can't remember it.
Too. You could use some matching stub.
You could try matching stub.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the beauty of this hobby.
Yeah, I was copying the mail on some guys there last night, and. And the guy was talking about putting up a loop, and he was going to do two wavelengths. And I, to my mind, I just couldn't see how it would be that much better than just one wavelength.
Oh, the receipt probably fantastic.
Now, if you had the other loop, you know, like about an eighth of a wavelength below the other one and had it grounded, you know, and slightly larger, it might work real well.
Yeah, he wasn't talking that. He was just talking, just doubling whatever the wavelength was. It was going down on 160 where I was copying this.
A whole lot of wire.
I'm not sure what wavelength down there is, but 550 or something, so he, you know, he was talking 1,000, 1,200 feet of wire or something.
I would think if you double the impedance, which is somewhere around 100 ohms, it is written exactly in some spots, but you think about putting one up on a farm that time?
No, I just heard some guys talk.
Push the button and shoving my radio off the desk.
Well, you guys that can, you know, dedicate an entire room to your radio equipment, you don't have to worry about, you can get those big wigs in there.
Forgotten. So, with that, we'll say 7-3. You guys have a great day and a great net. Ed, you're doing a wonderful job there. So back to net control, WQ4CWA, WB2CYJ, Rustburg, Virginia.
You're good. We find that if you crank, some of the guys are running that compressor up as high as 4. When they crank on it harder, it would sound a little grungy. So with yours being at a setting of 1, I didn't know where we left it. That sounds pretty good. They run a little more mic level. I guess it depends where your ALC is kicking. As long as your ALC is in the range, I think you're good. If anything, you might tailor your, you could play around with the EQ a little bit, maybe the 5, depending on the microphone, and I forget what you're using on there, stock mic maybe still, I don't remember, but the high end maybe a 4 or a 5, I think we turned yours all the way up to 5, and then the bass, I think yours is on a plus 1. Some of the guys are running 0, or sometimes they turn it down to a minus 1, depending on the mic in the thing. But I guess with the hand microphone and all, it's doing okay. If you need another mic, and the other mic they're using on there too, they're using those like PR40s. They're using the Sennheisers, those MD-421s, which are popular in AM. I got one laying around here if you wanted to try it somewhere. You know, the old, they always look like a fish. In my opinion, that was a pretty good AM mic because of it would help help get the voice to cut through on AM, you know. But yeah, there's just so many different things and settings, and everything affects everything, as you know. But there's so many of those radios on the market now, and there's pretty good consistency across the board. So I don't know what's been going on. There's possibly something up now. Ever since we remember, you used to complain my rig was always going off frequency, and I have to check it from time to time. But I found the best way to do it is what I'm using now, and it's worked the best. Was I go to WWV at 10 megahertz, and I think we talked about this. What I'm doing is I go to upper sideband. And I take the tone, and I run that into a frequency counter. Or in this case, I found a little app that I was using on my computer that decoded the frequency and onto the sound card. So I offset it enough that I've got, you know, their modulated tone. I forget what it is. There's a... I want to say it's like an 800 cycle tone, and then at certain times they transmit a 1,000 cycle tone. Let's just say that's it. They're normal at the top of the hour or the half hour. They put out a tone. Well, what I did is I take that tone and I demodulate it, and I look at the frequency readout. And then what I do is I switch to the opposite sideband, and I demodulate that one. And I adjust the oscillator now until I got, I'm set to where when I switch between upper and lower sideband, that four-digit readout stays the same. So in other words, if I'm demodulating 1,000 cycles, I make sure it's sitting at 999 or 1,000 on each mode, and that seems to work the easiest. The zero beat method used to give me some error. I couldn't seem to get it right, or there was too much guesswork involved to my ear. In other words, what I would determine, or using the S meter to sit there, and you know how you should slow the S meter down to the point where you would, zero beats of two signals. But I found out that using that tone demod method, I seem to do okay. Now that's after I let the radio warm up for a while. I found that that oscillator in there does definitely drift around. So get the radio nice and toasty, and then I periodically check it. And I can that TXO adjustment is sticking right. I can stick a screwdriver right in the side of my radio here, so I don't even have to take anything apart to get to it. K4NQA, this is WA3PBO.
WA3PBL, K4NQA returning.
Well, I haven't had anybody complain that I'm off frequency, so not certain what they're in. Of course, like you're saying, you know, they might come out of the factory with different settings. I know exactly what you're talking about with the zero beat. You know, you tried, you know, I remember doing the old, I had a 100 kilohertz marker generator, and when you tune that, you know, you zero beat, and then you adjust very carefully so you see the S meter just varying around, you know, just going up and down, you know, kind of like that, which, it's kind of hard to get sometimes with that trimmer capacitor. It always seems like you're almost there, and all of a sudden, boop!
You know, then you get that rapid wiggling, and you went up too far.
But that's how I used to. And of course, I remember doing that to calibrate my signal generator. Used to do that quite a bit. Now I cheat. I have a frequency counter, and I mounted an output on the, I put an output in the signal generator that's ahead of the attenuator, so that's what I do now, and just use the frequency counter. Don't even bother with dial calibration. It's like, okay, I get close, especially for when I use the sweep mode. I'm starting to get into that, and I bought some marker crystals that I use for doing the sweep mode and use the oscilloscope, and that's what I do now when I, the All-American 5. That's the best way to do, put the 4C5 crystal in and go with the sweep mode and get the bandwidth as much as you can get. And even on the All-American 5, that it's certainly more convenient than doing the old, try aligning one transformer to 456 and the other one to 454, and then see what it performs like, and then, try a little bit more. Using the sweep mode is certainly much better. WA3PBL, this is K4NQA.
Yeah, K4NQA, WA3PBL, well, yep, that's keeping the old stuff alive. I got another issue, too. I noticed my Z-meter has been acting up a little bit. I'm going to have to dig into it and see what's going on there. Probably components, most likely capacitors are starting to fail in the thing or something, but... I've seen it to where I can't, you know how you take the leads and just dangle them and zero out the capacitance of the leads. I can't get mine to calibrate any longer. Things are a little goofy and I can't zero it out. So I don't know what's going on there. Probably I've probably got a leaky component in the front end somewhere. So. One of these days, when I clear the workbench of 10 other projects that's so active, ham shack projects and everything else I got going on, I'm going to have to tear into that and see what I can find out. Something's getting a little out of tolerance there, and I've noticed I can't quite trust it to measure stuff like that anymore. So, ironically, it still works on the leakage test type thing, but the actual values and stuff, I wouldn't trust it. oddly enough, I happen to have, and I bought it many, many years ago when I was just getting started in this racket, I bought a small portable capacitance meter, a B&K, and it's battery powered, and I remember the batteries got corroded in the thing, so I cleaned them all up and I got the thing running again, and I used that to pre-check values and stuff that I'm using, especially now that I'm playing around with the amp and everything. I was back in the when I was playing around with selecting some critical values for capacitors and stuff, I would always double-check myself, especially with some of these chip caps and stuff, nothing's marked, and you got to make sure you didn't get something mixed up and this and that, so I used that thing. And it has a couple banana jacks on it, plus a little finger stock there on the front of it that you could just stick a couple of leads in it from an actual lead type cap and measure it. So I use that. And, there's so many terminologies anymore. You'll see a schematic, it's 10 nanofarads, versus microfarads and plate peak farads. They use all these different things, so to keep myself straight, I always double check what I'm using, if I'm reaching in my goodie bags, because I got tons of, old chip caps and actual lead stuff, silver micas and everything. Sometimes, the old markings on them, you can't remember what, so I double check what I'm doing. I'm going to have to repair it. I also, I trust you got those pictures I mentioned. Do you have any interest in any of that stuff for yourself or anything? Let me know. I got those mixers sitting there in a pile. I
hate to see them all go to the junk pile. I grabbed a few of them myself. I think if anything, I'm going to throw them on Craigslist or something. Maybe some of the roadie guys might have interest. I hate to see stuff like that getting all thrown away. You know what I mean? If you've got any interest, I'll throw some in a box for you, or just set them aside and bring them down to the ham fest this season if you want them. I just I'm cleaning out stuff and have to get rid of it, there's just a whole new craze. Worst case, I'll take some of that stuff to a ham fest, see if I can get a couple bucks out of it. K4NQA, this is WA3PBM.
WA3PBL, K4NQA returning. Well, definitely, you don't bother to ship them, but throw those Continental controllers in the car, and we'll meet up at a ham fest. Definitely, I could make use of them, and I saw a Capeller there that wouldn't mind having one of those just as an emergency spare. And I got to look at the mixers again. There's one, try to incorporate one of those into the ham shack. I still have the RE, so I got it mounted, I got the boom mounted, and I got the RE20 here, and that's about as far as that project goes. I'm still using the stock mic with the Icon. What I need to do is look at the next ham fest and get the right connectors, to plug into the front of the radio. And I bought a foot switch at one of the, at the RARS fest 1 year. So I have a push, now I'm going to convert the push to talk to a foot switch. Though I notice Bud seems to have problems with his once in a while, but that's something to think about. And one of these days, I gotta try. I got that code key. I put a wire on it, with a quarter-inch plug. One of these days, I gotta try out that German code key. That certainly has a real nice feel on it. And of course, I'm an old straight key guy. Though my favorite one, believe it or not, I remember I bought a Nye Viking, and I was disappointed with it. And I went back to the, and that's still floating around here somewhere. The one that Rat Shack used to sell, the brass, they called it Professional Key. That one had the best feel, and I converted it to a Navy knob, and that was what I used to love. I never did get to using a keyer or the iambic keyer. I never did master one of those things. WA3DBL, this is K4NQA.
Yeah, K4NQA, WA3DBL. Well, I tell you, time is of the essence, so get to it. Get some of those little projects off the ground. Finish up the install. If you need, let me know what else you need for to make the mic situation work. If you need a processor, let me know. I got some stuff here. I can send it your way. And I won't wait till a ham fest. I'll just get it in a box and get it down to you. I don't know what you got there, but don't use the symmetrics. We already heard one of those. Bud's struggling with his, and I got some other stuff here if you need something. I'll save you the, take a look there, a bunch of 260s, M267 mixers. Is what those things are, the M267 series mixer. I've got a bunch of other stuff if you need, different types of processors. I'll send you something. Just let me know what you might be interested in, and we'll get that home situation straightened out. And I'll save the Continental. Now, if you recall, a couple of the ones I had were a little modified to include extra antennas and stuff. So I'll set those aside and plan on bringing them down to the ham fest. That way you'll have them to use. I hate to see that kind of stuff go in the junk. But if you guys still have sites where you can use that stuff, you're good to go. If anything, they're good spare parts. So have those, and you know, just cleaning out stuff. You know what I mean? I got that building is under different ownership up there, and they're after me to get everything that's on those other floors the hell out of there. So that's kind of one of the things we've been working on. There's you know, we're still transmitting from there, but we don't own the building anymore. So there's been sort of a little peeing contest that's been going on between us and the owners about stuff in the building, you know what I mean? So it's like anything else. But, well, with that, I guess we'll call it a wrap and let you, hopefully you have a good, peaceful day. You can get to a couple of projects and tinker around and see what else is going on. I'm going to, later today, I'll do some more fooling around with my breadboard stuff here that I'm playing with, and trying to perfect some different schemes here for the bias thing and all that, and test things out before I apply it to the final product, as you know. So we'll see what happens. And go watch the news, see what's cooking. I see Bernie's coming on strong. K4NQA, WA3PBL.
WA3PBL, K4NQA returning. Yes, the worst nightmare would be for Bernie to get it and the Democrats to control both houses. Oh my God. What you have to keep in mind is all the young people, they think socialism's great because that's what they're taught in school. And if you go to college, most college graduates, you know, they think socialism's the way to go. It's not. It's never worked anywhere. But, you know, people, you know what they say, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Well, I'll say 73s, and yep, time to get some breakfast going and see what the anti-Trumpers are doing now. WA3PBL, this is K4NQA.
Okay, Dave, 73, and catch up with you down the log, as they say. Yeah, we'll see you later. WA3PBL. WA3PBL.